Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, Align Our Footsteps with God's Will, based on our reading of Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 18 and 19. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of Scripture. Then the glory of the Lord departed from off the threshold of the house, and stood over the cherubims. And the cherubim lift up their wings and mount up from the earth in my sight. When they went out, the wheels also were beside them. And everyone stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house. And the glory of Israel, of God of Israel, was over them above. The only way for us to avoid the same experience the children of Israel had in Ezekiel chapter 10 is to allow our lives to be in alignment with the Holy Spirit and to have Him order our steps in accordance with God's word. This is the only way our behavior will not be consistent with the will of Satan and instead will be consistent with the will of God. If we don't allow God to order our steps in accordance with His word, the glory of the Lord will eventually leave the temple. And when we allow the glory of the Lord to leave the temple of worship, our worship will be in vain because our songs of praises will not be driven by the indwelling Holy Spirit. In Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 18 and 19, we see the glory of the Lord leaving the temple. The word of the Lord said, Then the glory of the Lord departed from off the threshold of the house and stood over the cherubims. And the cherubims lifted up their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight. When they went out, the wheels also were beside them. And everyone stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house. And the glory of the God of Israel was over them went above. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, he made the following statement, and I quote, Ezekiel sees the glory of God removing out of the sanctuary, the place where God's honor had long dwelt, and this sight is as sad as the other was grateful. It was pleasant to see that God had not forsaken the earth, but sad to see that he was forsaken the sanctuary. The glory of the Lord stood over the threshold. Having thence given the necessary orders for the destruction of the city, and it stood over the cherubims, not those in the most holy place, but those that Ezekiel saw in vision. It ascended that stately chariot as the judge, when he comes off the bench, goes into the couch and is gone. And immediately the cherubim lifted up their wings as they were directed, and they mounted up from the earth as birds upon the wings. And when they went out, the wheels of the chariot were not drawn, but went by instinct beside them, by which it appears that the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. Thus, when God is leaving a people in displeasure, angels above and all events here below shall concur to further his departure. But observe here, in the courts of the temple, where the people of Israel had dishonored their God, had cast off his yoke and withdrawn the shoulder from it, blessed angels appear very ready to serve him, to draw his chariot, and to mount upwards with it. God has shown the prophet how the will of God was disobeyed by men on earth. Here he shows him how readily it is obeyed by angels and inferior creatures, and it is a comfort to us when we grieve for the wickedness of the wicked. To those to think how the angels do his commandments, hearken to the voice of his word. End of quote. Today, the Lord is reminding us that the glory of God is not always going to be in the temple. If our behavior is not consistent with the will of God, His glory will eventually leave the temple. So the fact that we are present in the temple on Sabbaths to worship the Lord does not mean that His presence is with us. The fact that we assemble ourselves together at any time in the sanctuary, this does not mean that God is present with us. Today, the Lord is reminding us that we need to make sure that God is ordering our steps based on His words so that He can remain in our presence when we go into the house of the Lord to worship Him. You see, my friend, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. And at His right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. I pray that we will continue to allow the Holy Spirit to help us to flee the very appearance of evil so that our words, our thoughts, and our actions will always be consistent with the will of God, so that our actions will never cause the glory of the Lord to depart from the sanctuary. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for the reminder that if we don't order our steps according to Your words, Your glory will not be in the temple. Like this story we just read, a section of Your portion of Your scripture, Ezekiel saw the glory of God depart from the temple because the children of Israel were not living in accordance with Your will. Help us, Lord, to take heed to this counsel today, we pray, through Jesus Christ, O Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.